At a press conference today in Florida, the National Transportation Safety Board said it won't make audio from the data recorder of the sunken cargo ship, the El Faro, available to the public because federal law prevents it. The announcement comes just days after the data recorder was retrieved from the ocean floor. Four of the 33 crew members lost on the El Faro were from Maine. Patty White has more.
The National Transportation Safety Board's Acting Director of Marine Safety, Brian Curtis, says it's unclear how soon investigators will retrieve information from the data recorder, but any audio they find will not be released to the public, including family members of the El Faro crew.
By our statutes, no one will be listening to that outside the agency personnel required to, so they, in fact, will not be listening to the actual audio.
Curtis says the NTSB will, however, release written transcripts. The Voyage Data Recorder, or VDR, is supposed to record a minimum of 12 hours of audio from the ship's bridge, as well as navigational data. Curtis says he's optimistic that investigators will be able to retrieve information from the recorder, but there are many variables to contend with. The VDR sat in 15,000 feet of water for 10 months.
Was the VDR damaged? Was the VDR working properly? If there is good data on the VDR audibly, how many hours it might contain. Finally, that the quality of the audio, and as far as whether we have to do any filtering to isolate the background noise from the sea conditions.
The hope is that the data recorder will shed further light on the circumstances surrounding the El Faro's ill-fated trip. The cargo ship sank last October off the coast of the Bahamas during Hurricane Joaquin. All 33 crew members died. Four, including the captain, were from Maine and graduated from Maine Maritime Academy. Another crew member from New York was also a graduate of Maine Maritime. Attempts by MPBN to reach family members were unsuccessful. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.